And as you know, the biblical story that Joseph and Mary had to come from Nazareth to Bethlehem because of the census. And you have to imagine that Bethlehem was a tiny village at that time, between 200 to 300 people, the archaeologists say. And probably there was no place to stay. It was overcrowded. Everybody was coming back to register, so there was no place. Important to imagine, when the Holy Family came in, when Joseph went, if I come to America or to Canada or to Japan or anywhere, I would ask you probably, where can I stay? And you hopefully don't send me in the desert somewhere. So Joseph here was asking around, and they showed him a system of caves, which was in use at that time. So archaeological finds actually date back to 800 years before Christ. So this place was pretty famous. So when he was asking around, said, no problem, you just go there. There are some caves where you can stay. So the Holy Family probably went in. There were other people inside. Mary was pregnant. Her days came. She needed to give birth. So they were going in, looking probably left, right, and keep on going till the end, to the place where they used to keep the animals. They used to keep the animals at the end of the system or the end of the cave, so they don't need to cross the animals at the entrance all the time, in and out. Just please move the sheep and please move the donkey. So they put them at the end, okay? So, Mary gave birth to Jesus, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and put him in a manger because there was no place in the inn. That is what is written in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, 11. And actually, ladies and gentlemen, every word of this sentence is extremely important, because the word swaddling clothes shows that the Holy Family was probably from the lower social classes at that time, because till today we wrap our children, but not with pieces, we wrap them with one piece. The people who used to wrap the children with pieces or strips, they were poor people. So this shows that the Holy Family was from the lower social classes. The word manger is very important, because this is the only word that shows there were animals, okay? It's not written they went in a stable, they went in a farmer's house, they went in a cave. It's not written. It's written there was a manger. Until today, we use the manger to put food in for forage, food in for the animals. And it probably was warmer than the surrounding, because there was probably hay inside, straw inside. And it's even symbolic, ladies and gentlemen, because you should not forget, we are in the house of bread, and Jesus is the bread of life. And he was laid there where the food should be laid, so we Christians and everyone can take him. Because there was no place in the inn, and this is also extremely important. Actually, Luke insisted to tell us where they didn't stay, okay? He told us they didn't stay in the inn. He didn't say where they stayed, but he said where they didn't stay. So why did he mention that? Probably, ladies and gentlemen, the inn at that time was nothing special. It was no Sheraton, it was no Hilton, it was no Hyatt Regency. It was probably like the 66 motels in America today. Something simple, where you go in, pay some dollars and leave. So, who used the inn at that time? Probably travelers. People who came in 1 or 2 days and left, okay? Luke insisted to tell us that Jesus came to stay. He didn't come as a traveler to stay in the inn 1 or 2 nights and leave. He came to stay, like the people who live here in the caves, to stay, okay? Not to leave. The first 300 years of Christianity was forbidden, and the Romans did everything that the Christians forget about the holy places. However, the early Christians and the fathers of the church, they knew exactly where the place was, and they kept it in their hearts, and they gave it from generation to generation. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, this is the traditional place where we believe Christ was born, okay? Jesus was born. And if you don't believe in the Bible, you are in the wrong place. I'm sorry, okay? This is the place where it all happened. Since 2,000 years, we believe it was here, okay? Now, the year 313 was a turning point. The Edict of Milan, Constantine declared that Christianity is the religion of the state. start, many people started coming from the west to the east to visit the holy places. His mother, or the mother of Constantine, Helen, came and built three churches over three caves. The Church of the Nativity, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and the Church of the Ascension on the Mount of Olives. I don't know if you have seen the other two places, but probably you will, okay, if you haven't. The first church was inaugurated in the year 333. Everything went fine till 529, till the Samaritans decided to do the second uprising against the Byzantines in the year 529 and started burning churches. So they came and burned part of this church. That's why in the year 540, Justinian decided to rebuild the church by adding a right nave and a left nave, because the first church was a square one, 26 by 26, which was built by Helen in the 4th century, and there was an octagonal building built over the place where Jesus was born. That's it. Now, the year 540, they said, look, what is this? Let's remove the octagonal building, add a right nave and a left nave, and make the church a little bit longer, so it looks like a cross today if you have an aerial view, okay? 614, the Persians take over the country, and the Persians were pagans, and they destroyed everything, so they came here to destroy this church, and then they have seen a triangular picture showing the three magi, the three wise men, the three kings who came from the east. They had almost the same clothing on. They said, ah, look, it looks like we were here, so leave the church, it looks belongs to us, so look at it, it's the same people like we. So they left the church, 638, the Muslims take over the country, and Caliph Omar was well known that he prays wherever he goes, so he went inside the church to pray. So they made an agreement with the Patriarch of Jerusalem at that time, Sophronius, that the Muslims after him can pray inside the church as individuals, not as groups, so they don't turn the church into a mosque. And this agreement went almost 300 years till 927, till the Muslims decided to break this agreement and change the southern part, the southern nave of the church, into a small mosque. This probably was a divine will, because this is saving the church again in the year 1009, when the Fatimids who came from Egypt destroyed all churches. Where they came in to destroy this church, they found a small mosque inside. They said, okay, leave it, this is a mosque. So the year 1099, the Crusaders take over the country, renovate the church, and build this big castle around. So if this is your first visit, you now imagine, where is the church? I mean, we don't see it, yeah? It's covered by the buildings. You will see a beautiful basilica inside. So now today we have, this is the Armenian monastery here in the back. We have to the right, we have the Greek Orthodox monastery, and to the left we have the Franciscans, okay? Now, you have to imagine that the church of the 6th century had three entrances, three doors. One in the middle, if you just look forward now, one in the middle you can see, one to the right you don't see anymore because of the building, and one to the left you see parts of, if you go from the other side, because part of it is under this fortification which was built against the earthquake which happened in the 19th century, so they have to fortify the wall, so that's why the other door is gone. So the door was square, as you can see, it was a big door. The Crusaders came in the 12th century and said, oh look, this is too big, let's make it a little bit smaller. So they put in the ark, you see the ark? And then in the year 1500, they made it very small during the Ottoman era, and they call it the humble door, because you now bend over before you enter to this holy place. Today it is 1 meter 36 high, 96 wide, almost 1 meter deep, with a step in the middle. So you watch your heads, don't go quick up, okay? And we remove our caps and we go slowly in, okay? Let's do it. Remove the caps, please. By the way, I didn't ask you if you want to have a group photo.
No.
Would you like to have one?
No, we have one.
Three arches. Okay, please watch your heads.
Now the first right.
Just to the right, sir. To the right.
To the right. Okay, all right.